I'm what the streets made, street raised. Represented for the homies on lock, a 6 feet grave. And these days it's a must, you stay solid. The rules you should follow is either you get swallowed, homie. Now stand up, put your motherfucking hands up. This ain't no jack move, nigga, pull your pants up. And man up, you out here looking like a dancer. JoJo, shooting at children and that's a no-no. You up the fofo, you better be ready for what's behind it. These niggas ain't playing, they come to find him. Now let the street lights blind him. Staring at his eyes wide shut, the way they did it was fucked up. But that's how it goes, 1 minute you 10 toes. And the next, you hear a pop and you bleeding and out cold. These youngsters amongst us thinking they bout to punk us. And don't realize that we the ones that got shit crunk up. If you a father, then you raise your son. If you a mama, pray those days don't come. Death is permanent, ain't no coming back from that. You ain't the only one walking around strapped in back. They got guns everywhere you look. A potential killer lurks in every hand you shook. Yo, we did it for dope and the dollar signs. You did it for likes all on your lives.
Yeah. Surprise. What the streets made, street raised. Mama through LA fucking with B's and them C's. Stuck in the D game. I got different flavors of dope, like niggas got weed strains. Wait till the rigor mortar set in. That nigga freeze frame. My blow came on a tugboat. Fitting on, got him comatose. Gotta watch it these days, they can trace it back when a nigga overdose. Took his ass on the tour when it came to rap, he was just a local hoe. Space rapping, nigga, worldwide show sold out, don't both coast, nigga, cold that shit. We jack these rappers, why they y'all shopping, nigga, let me hold that shit. Maybe if your jewelry wasn't so blurry, nigga could've sold that shit. Nigga came A deep and it still couldn't kill me, that was some hoe ass shit. They done forced my hand, I done made my plan, nigga, ready for the blowback, bitch. Gremlin like Kodak, bitch. I done bust that pipe, then I swipe that barrel out, then I sold that shit. I dick her down, she got potential, then I might mold that bitch. And I better not ever get prosecuted for nothing I told that bitch, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to another episode from the Shadow with Love. Episode 56?
Nah, man.
What is it? It's 56.
57.
No, it's not. Is
57.
It?
Yes, all right, sir.
Episode 57.
Come on, man.
It's your boys.
Don't ever look at me. It's your boys. And say it's your boys.
it's the boys. The boys are back.
I'm a man.
The boys are back in town.
I'm grown.
I am Armando, the backbone of the pod.
Oh,
to the right over here, we got the princessa, the king
of
bozos.
This has to stop.
Nino out here. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, man.
What are you doing, boy?
Eventful week. I'm a man, Damon. I am a man. But I had an eventful week, man. I had a good week. Great week. I'm in good spirits, working out, feel good. Yeah, man. Everything is cool.
Everything's kumbaya.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Works good.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, same. Went to the beach yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
How was being on the beach for the first time in 5 years on American soil?
Oh, God, it was awful. Honestly, it's not great. The water was cold. The water was, like, brown. I couldn't see my feet.
Yo, let me be honest, though. You did not pick a good day to go to the beach.
No, actually, it was a fantastic day.
What? Well, how hot was it?
Over there?
Yeah, over there.
High 80s. Oh, it's okay. Definitely hot.
Okay. Yeah, because over here, it was, like, I'll say it's, like, 72.
Okay.
73. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, it was a fantastic day. Honestly, it was perfect. And I did what I do best at the beach. I sat under the umbrella and I did not move.
You're going to water?
I went to the water maybe 3 times. Oh, it was. And that, when I say go in, it was in and immediately out.
You're whack.
I don't like the beach.
In America?
Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
In the U.S., I don't like the beach.
Look at this guy, man.
The beaches in the U.S. are like a poor man's beach, honestly.
Yo, look at this man, though. But look where you're going. Look where you're going to Ocean City, bro.
Well, yes, but it doesn't matter, bro. Even if I go to San Diego, if I go to fucking Miami, if I go, where's another beach? If I go down to, is it Clearwater, Texas, or whatever the fuck that place is called?
anywhere. Texas, you're swimming in poop over there, okay? First of all, don't be swimming in no water in Texas, bro.
Okay, in Miami, you're swimming in poop as well, especially if you're going to South Beach.
Also other things, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the beaches in the U.S. are a poor man's beach, bro. Like, travel outside of the country. Go to Puerto Rico. Go to Hawaii.
I would really like it if anybody from the state of New Jersey kindly slides into Armando's DMs or comments, bro, and lets him know about the great beaches of New Jersey.
Great beaches of New Jersey. Listen, if this is somebody that
doesn't know, so go ahead.
Yes, you're right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am talking out of pure ignorance here.
Out of his ass.
Probably. If the thing is, if the beach is here, and let's say I go down to Virginia Beach, or I go down to the beaches in North Carolina, or I go,
I've never been to, so I don't know.
Listen, they're essentially all the same. The water is cold, and it all looks the same. Now, the beaches in New Jersey, that's further up north from here. So when I think of the beaches in New Jersey, I'm like, bro, the water's already cold here. Why the fuck am I going to go up north for the beaches there? It's probably going to be even colder.
I mean, I guess.
Like, it just, I'm good, bro. Going to the beaches in the U.S. just really, like, isn't my thing.
I just can't believe that you're that much of a diva. But anyways, buddy,
travel outside the country. Go to a beach anywhere outside of any country. Go to a beach in Greece or Thailand or Italy or even Spain, like Barcelona. They have beaches and shit. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's a completely different experience, and I just can't go back to it.
You heard it here first. Armando won't ever go back to a beach in America.
Overall, though, I had a good time. I was there on the beach, laying on the sand with my girl, just chilling, drinking, eating some snacks, just having a good time. I took a nap.
There you go.
Yeah.
Naps are important.
Yeah.
You know, in the process of being on the beach.
Saw some fucking horses.
Oh, some horses. Why weren't you attacked? You should have been attacked, man. In the process of you being at the beach, I finally got my PS5. So that was a Probably my favorite part of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally.
And just in case y'all want to know, Nino lives at 4803 Willington Drive, Chevy Chase, Bethesda, Maryland. If you want to break into his apartment and steal his PS5, there's that Addy.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice if that was whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, the PS5 is crazy. Apple Music on it now.
Nice. That's actually
play my playlist.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the craziest thing that I've seen. 2K is a little more cool. Everything's the same, bro. They got me again. Luckily for me, though, I spent less than what I thought I was going to spend.
I mean, I'm sure you spent a cool $750. What did you spend?
I would tell the group chat. I was like, yo, I'm going to be sick if I spend $650 or more.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $643.37.
Oh, for two controllers, a charging station, and the console?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Because, and a gift card. It came with a $50 gift card.
Oh, you should use that to buy the PS Plus if you don't have it already.
I already got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not terrible, bro. Because, yeah, you get two controllers, a charging station. I mean, the PS4 alone is, what, $399 for digital?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not terrible, man. That's sick.
Super fast. Insanely fast.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
So, like, I'm good little investment. We'll see where it goes.
I want to get a PS5, but I think I'm going to wait for them to redesign it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little smaller. And I'm not going to have it laying down either. I needed it to do it quick.
Yeah.
But let me get the fuck up here. I'm too relaxed right now.
You really are too relaxed.
I'm kicked back, man. I guess I'll start it off by randomly bringing up Eric Weinberg, who I didn't know anything about.
I have no clue who that is, bro. When you put these in, I was like, who the fuck is this person?
Well, you know, I feel like this is a story that needs to get out there. Eric Weinberg is the former producer of the show Scrubs that ran for Jesus God knows how
many
Scrubs. Seasons.
Yeah.
So he's found himself on the wrong side of the law. On allegations of sexual assault. Eric Weinberg may not be a household name, but he is most widely known for being co-executive producer of the hit Scrubs. He's earned himself 17 Emmy Awards. Damn it, bro. So basically, let me get to the good stuff. Weinberg's arrest is related to several alleged sexual assaults in the Los Angeles area between 2012 and 2019.
Yeah, I'm reading here that they quoted saying appears to have targeted women in grocery stores, coffee shops, and other public places by approaching women who were in their 20s and 30s under the gaze of being a photographer and would set up photo shoots with them. Once the women were in his residence, he would sexually assault them during the photo shoot. Which, I mean, I don't know. I guess he was trying to do some fucking, what's that fucking, was it black casting couch type shit?
Oh, shit.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But authorities are set to believe that these alleged crimes could date even back further into the 90s. Bro.
Yo, what's up with Hollywood, bro? Why are these producers sexually assaulting everyone in Hollywood?
What's
in the water in L.A. and Hollywood that this is going on?
I think this is in the water of people that are, like, constantly busy, man. You know, they only got time to, you know, fornicate or try to have some kind of, like, situation quick because they're constantly so busy that they don't have time to develop relationships.
Do you think they're just like so fucking bored or something that they do this shit? It gets
also,
them off? Or
when I hear things like this, yo, like for real, I always think that most of these people have been abused themselves. So
maybe, yeah.
There's a lot of sick people out there, man. A lot of sick people. I don't know who Eric Weinberg is, but get that dude the fuck out of here
fucking crazy, dude. But yeah, I mean, hopefully something turns out and they get him the fuck out of here, honestly, because that's just fucked up.
You wanna know what's fucked up? You wanna know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
The shit you sent me this week, and I'm just gonna jump ahead.
All right, yeah.
Elon Musk dad, who to me, it's insane that Elon Musk dad's still alive because Elon Musk looks old as fuck.
Yeah.
Right. So what's his father's name, man? I need to know. Is it Marty? Can we call him Marty?
Can we call him Marty? His name is Earl. E R R O L.
Earl
Musk.
Fucking
Earl. Earl.
Earl Musk. Earl Musk is a nasty, nasty man, Armando.
Yo, a very nasty man.
He's not alone in this group.
He's not.
But is it his niece or his daughter?
So I'll read the headline just for everyone to know. Elon Musk's 76-year-old dad says he's had another child with his 35-year-old stepdaughter. The only thing we're on Earth for is to reproduce, is a quote that he says.
About getting his stepdaughter pregnant?
Yeah. So this man made a new daughter slash a new sister, I guess. Half-sister.
Well, no, he's a stepfather. So this is
just... That's what I'm saying.
This would just... No, because he has no relation to the woman.
That's still nasty,
bro.
Oh,
no, he's groomed her.
Oh, yeah.
This is completely disgusting, but Elon Musk, dad, Marty, or Earl?
Yeah.
Earl, yeah, you are one sick fuck, and I am... Are we staying in the nasty business, yo?
I think we are staying in the nasty business, which is insane, bro, because...
it's not.
Insane. The nasty... This.
You are a pretty nasty man yourself. You were once quoted saying
shut
that you
the fuck up.
You wish
don't
you
put
had,
this narrative out there, all right?
You
this
had
is
the
fake
sex,
news.
The sex life
fake
of Ricky Martin.
News.
And Ricky Martin now is facing allegations and some serious ones apparently in Puerto Rico.
Very fucking serious ones, dude.
Incest? Sexual relations with his nephew? Domestic violence? What the fuck is Ricky Martin doing?
I don't know, but I'm reading here that he has already denied these claims of having a sexual and romantic relationship with his nephew. And apparently the hearing is set for later this month in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to play out too, because then the brother also came out and said, like, the kid, whoever is basically saying that Ricky assaulted him or whatever, the father is saying that he's estranged from the family and he has issues. So
who is estranged?
The kid.
The kid is?
Yeah.
Oh, this is all fake news then. It could be fake news.
I was gonna say
if the kid is estranged from the family and has problems, this man is capping and trying to kick, get a quick buck.
It just wouldn't make sense to me how you're this gigantic music star, worldwide known, and instead of, you know, being out with millions of people that you can be with, you decide to bang your own nephew. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I mean, Ricky has released a statement here via Variety, and he says, the idea is not only untrue, it is disgusting. We all hope that this man gets the help he so urgently needs, but most of all, we look forward to this awful case being dismissed as soon as the judge gets to look at the facts.
Jesus.
But
I don't think I ever want to. I don't want to wish that on nobody.
That's like I saw that headline and I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "There's no way in the hell this is true."
I never want to get that famous, man. That's a scary type of famous.
Yeah, I mean, getting that famous and having that amount of money, like everyone's trying to sue you. I think who said it? M said it that when he got famous. He all of a sudden had 90-something cousins come out and be like, yo, what's good? Just random family members he's never even heard of or discovered or knew about would just hit him up. Like asking for a favor. I would never want to get to that level of fame.
That's scary, man.
Like that level of money, I wouldn't mind because I'd keep that shit tucked and keep it to myself. But that level of fame, hell no, because you just have a target on your back.
That's scary, man. That's really, like, really, really scary. Knowing that these people are just going to come out of nowhere and just be like, well, we're family. Need some help, buddy.
Yeah.
You got it. I need it.
And then it's like, if you don't help me, I'm just going to go say this to the media, and it's going to cause a whole mess, and you can possibly get fucked over and lose money or, you know, whatever. That's just fucked up.
Damn, dog. I'm on high right now. You got me over here thinking of some like super deep shit. I'm like, yo, this is some horrible shit.
Bro, didn't we agree that you would never do this high?
Oh, plenty of times. Plenty of times.
You plenty fucking bozo.
Yeah. Speaking of bozos. Gilly and Rick Ross. I've been trying to find where this beef started.
Uh-huh.
Haven't narrowed it down yet. I do know that it stems from Rick saying something about what happened with Wayne and Gilly back in the day.
I mean, it says it here in the article that you have here that so apparently Rick Ross called Gilly a fraud. So that's, I guess, where it started, I guess. And then Gilly goes on to, was it $1 million worth of game?
Oh, he was interviewing somebody, and that shit went left. He just started talking about people, that own cows and, like, farmers and shit.
So then that's when Gilly started saying these old N-words, they don't fear the roar, they don't hear the roar of the crowd anymore. And they still think that the world going come back, so they be on. Dude, I can't read this guy.
Yeah. Armando trying to read this is the funniest
it's
shit
in the
world.
Funniest thing
Where
ever.
Where are you, bro? Let me see. They don't hear the roar of the crowd no more, and they still think the world's going to come back. So they be on Instagram, they be on social media, doing dumb shit. I just bought a cow. All this dumb shit. Later, Ross responded in defense of his cow, saying, let me give you real game. When I spend more money on my cows and huffs than you do on your wife and kids every month, you should take notes.
God.
You know, Rick Ross apparently is also starting his own podcast.
Yeah.
He responded to that.
Yep. And then, you know, from there, Gilly's, you know, that's when Gilly brought up the whole Birdman thing. And because he was talking about how Rick Ross has Meek Mill locked in a 1914 slave deal, quote unquote. And then Gilly goes and says, you know, oh, you were talking all this shit about Birdman paying Khaled all this money back. But why don't you pay Meek Mill the money that you owe him?
See, this is why I don't, you know, like I said, I wouldn't want to get that big. And now you got, like, I just don't see the point of this beef. I think it's stupid. he's making himself look like an idiot by even arguing with Gilly, because Gilly's just going to point at the things that are kind of true right now.
Yeah.
So, Rick Ross, man, just don't do this. Don't even start a podcast, too. And he is right. Stop pushing Bel Air. I do agree with Gilly. Stop pushing Bel Air on people.
What's wrong with Bel Air?
When have you bought a bottle of Bel Air? Recently.
I haven't bought it, but I've tried it. It's not bad.
I don't know nobody is buying Bel Air.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely no one's buying Bel Air. But I've tried it. It's not bad. It's like, it's not the worst fucking thing I've tried. But it's also not great. Kodak Black.
He's been pushing stuff?
I mean, this is the reason why he allegedly got arrested this past weekend.
What was he pushing?
Well, first things first, Kodak Black needs to get the fuck out of Florida, bro. Like, when is he going to learn his lesson?
Never.
Like, seriously, he needs to get the fuck out of Florida.
You know, the problem with Kodak is...
he is too much of a talented artist to be getting arrested this many times.
I would be living in Atlanta if I was him by now.
Go to Atlanta. Go to fucking California. Hell, go to fucking Texas. I don't know, bro. Go somewhere.
Actually, I take that back. I wouldn't want to go to Atlanta right now.
Hell no.
Yeah. They're already talking about two more RICO cases. Yeah. And God knows who's going down with that one.
Exactly. But
on the Kodak tip, yeah.
Over the weekend, Kodak Black was arrested and charged with trafficking oxycodone of less than 25 grams, a first-degree felony charge, and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription on Friday. So those are the two things.
He's probably going to take drug court. He's probably, he's not selling pills. So they're just kidding him with that because he had a large amount.
He's wasting his time and so much fucking money in lawyer fees and paying bond every time he gets arrested. What is this, the fifth time he's been arrested now?
Yo, I don't even know where I would put Kodak. I wouldn't take him out to L.A. because I wouldn't want him out there. He just got shot in L.A. I don't want to keep him in Florida. You know what I mean?
Put him in New York.
Oh, no.
Just get him he just needs to get out of Florida, dude. Honestly. Put him in Arizona. Put him in Texas. Go anywhere. Just get out of Florida.
You heard it here first, Kodak. Get the fuck out of Florida.
Like, he has a target on his back in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Police don't like him.
The police in Fort Lauderdale have a target on him, and they do not like him. Especially now because he got pardoned by Trump last year, and he's out free. They're going to find something else to put on him and keep him in there.
Speaking of pardoning and getting out.
Before we even do all that, I mean, he just spent $75,000 to post for bond.
It's a lot of money, man.
Plus whatever lawyer fees he's about to get hit with. Like, Kodak, come on, bro. We all want you here. You're a very talented individual, and you got to stop, bro. Like, you're not like a little SoundCloud rapper anymore. Like, you're an artist. Like, you're a top-tier artist at this point. You need to get your shit together a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I really got to say on that, dude.
Yeah, man, you're right.
Damn, bro, we're going way too fast. We flew through this shit.
Mm-hmm. What kind of time do we have?
24 minutes, buddy.
24 minutes?
Yep.
How the fuck did we do that in 24 minutes?
Oh, we did it pretty quick. Because you're high.
It's impossible.
Because you're high. You have nothing to say. You're just quiet. But... moving on.
Talk to me.
Did you listen to the three albums?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start off with? You want to start off with Lupe?
No. I want to get to Coda first.
Coda? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Coda the Friend dropped last week his new album, Memo.
Yeah.
It's, what is this? 14 songs. What were your overall thoughts?
A little bit all over the place. I was expecting a little better I wanted the songs to just kind of sit with me. Maybe there was one or two that were cool. Everything else was not what I was looking for.
You know, I would agree with you. I really wish this album was better, especially after his last project.
Yeah.
The main takeaway that I got from this album is, yo, this man hates his baby mama. He hates his baby fucking mama, dude.
Yeah.
He wants her off his goddamn back, is what I got from this.
Yeah, he probably went through some fucked up shit with her. Like,
yeah.
Them girls, I think Coda Wood, is he from New York?
Yes.
Yeah, them girls in New York, they're not the friendliest.
Yeah.
They're not the friendliest,
definitely not,
bro.
They're definitely not.
And then, you know, maybe she did some dirt behind his back. Maybe she hurt his feelings.
Yeah, definitely. But what do you, like, overall, like, what did you like about the album? What didn't you like?
Standout tracks for me, 365 Days of Peace, mm-hmm. Soho House. And I want to say Mama T's Interlude, because of the sound that was playing in the background. But the album, it just wasn't good. Like, I could have done away with this. I tried listening to it more than once. I got to, like, halfway the second time, and I just stopped listening to it. This is a good skip for me. God, I'm not going to go back to this. I'm going to go back to the one prior to this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The one prior, the... what is it?
I'll tell you right now.
Lyrics to Go, Volume 3?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That I can
fantastic
run through.
Fantastic, yeah. Memo... it was, to me, it was okay.
You know what it felt like when I was listening to him, bro?
What was it?
Chance the Rapper.
I wouldn't give him that.
But that's the vibe that I got in a lot of those songs. Yeah. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
So for me personally, like, yeah, three days, 365 days apiece. Empty Cup, I like. Needs was another one that I did enjoy. Soho House was good. Yeah, and I think that's really it, I think. I think there was one of them in here. I think it was maybe Good Friday or I don't know. It was just one of them in there that also I liked towards the end as well. But yeah, man, I don't know. This album was a bit of a miss.
Would you consider this to be a rap album?
Yeah, definitely. Like a hip-hop rap album, but... The way that he went with the production was very, like, a simplistic style production, you know?
What do you mean by simplistic?
Simplistic as in, like, how do I even explain it? He didn't try to... There weren't any, like, quote-unquote bangers, you know? Like, it was very just mellow, chill vibes. Like, this is something that, like, if you just want some background noise, this is an album that you can put on for background noise,
this,
you know?
This was some, like, this was like if you're just,
yeah.
It was like, that's what, yeah, I, said. That's exactly. What I said. It was like some straight mid. Like,
yeah.
Personally, Armando, if I had to sit here and be honest and, like, I would tell people to skip this shit. This is just not an album.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would be like, you know what? If you want to get into Coda, go listen to Lyrics to Go Volume 2. Go listen to Lyrics to Go Volume 3. Those are better projects, hands down. But, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I was expecting a lot more, especially after the project he dropped, you know, a few months back.
Yeah.
You know? But I think maybe he's just, like, again, I mean, I follow him on Instagram, and he's been on his, like, nature, kumbaya, fucking hiking shit, you know? So I feel like that's probably where he pulled a lot of inspiration for, like, the production and, you know, the lyrics to this album, you know? I mean, the first song is called 365 Days of Peace, so.
That's a good song.
You know, I don't know.
And then it annoyed me that he went with Jumpman right afterwards. It just, I don't know, the sequencing of the album, it just... It wasn't there for me.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely.
You know what was there for me, though?
What's that?
A rap legend. That's what was there for me. Lupe Fiasco.
Okay.
Lupe dropped, let me just pull it up, man.
Drill Music in Zion. 10 tracks.
Surprised, too, because I had no idea that he was, I just saw his name and I was like, download. Let me see this shit. There you go. Yeah, the word, the genre on the album, when you just look at it, when you hit to download or whatever, it says rap. That is very much so.
That's it. Yeah, that's 100% what this album
Lupe
is.
It did.
Don't expect to hear any fucking singing chorusy shit. Don't expect to fucking, it's rap. Straight up. I will say that this album, if you're not a rap fan, if you know, like a rap, like a real rap fan, and I'm not talking about, oh, I'm a fan of fucking Kendrick, you know? Yeah. No, this is a real rap fan, like a rap album, I should say. If you're not that, this is going to be a very difficult album for you to get into.
Yeah. No, this was, I mean, for me, like, I didn't understand a lot of what Lupe was talking about, but I just fuck with this, how raw the beats were and how, no, his wordplay to these beats, the sequence, the fucking, everything about it. Was to me, this is probably one of the better Lupe albums that I've heard ever.
To give you a little bit of background on this album. So essentially, this album is kind of Lupe's take on drill music, on Chicago drill. This is kind of his take on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he's rapping about, you know, how Chicago drill music has affected the city, you know?
Yeah.
With, you know, all the shootings,
murders,
and
all
the
that.
Murders and all of that. And he's in all of them and all of this, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's rapping about, you know? I think there's a line in there, I'm not gonna quote it exactly, but he says something about how drill music, you know, has made people, you know, essentially want to commit more crime and more murders in the city so that they can go back and rap about it. You know, so I mean, this album,
that's the power of music, man. The music will drive you to some dark places, especially if you're caught up doing some shit.
Yeah, but no,
it's like when you go to the gym and you listen to a song, you're getting fucking pumped up to fucking work out.
Exactly,
you will get pumped up to fucking commit a murder or do some wild shit.
Exactly, man. Yeah, this album is very like introspective. It has a lot of layers to it, man. Like, it's this. When it says rap, they mean, like I said, it's a rap fucking album.
Yeah. What I honestly loved is what I heard. I won't tell you who, but I heard through the grapevines that basically, Lupe Fiasco is a fucking rap superstar.
Yes.
Okay? There's a few of those, a handful of those. Mm-hmm. Lupe's one of those. So Lupe has access to arguably every studio in Chicago and in the rest of North America, period.
Yep.
Or most studios that he would want to go to.
Yes.
You know what he did?
What?
Dog, this is how hip-hop he kept this shit, bro. So when I heard this, I was like, now I know why it sounds the way it sounds. Apparently Lupe just went to like a random like Radio Shack or like, you know, your random place and bought like $100 mic. Instead of going to the studio, just went to his fucking living room.
I believe it.
Did his own little setup.
I mean, yeah.
And recorded that shit in a week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because he's always been like that, bro. Lupe has never been the type of guy to like, oh yeah, I want to be a star. I want all the chains and the diamonds. Like, he's a true hip hop head. Dude, when Kanye reached out to him back at in late registration days to do Touch the Sky, he didn't want to do it. His fucking management had to convince Lupe, literally twist him by the arm, to fucking do that song. Like, Lupe is a rap fan. He's a rapper's rapper.
Yeah.
Like, because of Lupe, and he said it himself. Lupe said, because of me, you guys have Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Because their styles are similar.
Yeah.
You know?
Lupe.
Like, Lupe has always been one that, yo, I'm going to make my albums and I'm chilling. At one point, we kind of saw Lupe trying to, you know, get like, you know, up there in popularity and famous, you know, at the beginning.
You know what that is, man.
At the beginning.
That's the label.
That's
saying,
the label, yeah.
We got to market you. We
got
to take you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Lupe dealt with that for however long he dealt with it. And after, he's like, nah, I'm out of here. I'm just going to drop every once in a while, keeping it low key. If you guys fuck with it, cool. If you don't, whatever.
Is he independent right now?
I believe so. I don't know.
Can you find out for me real quick? I want to know. The only reason why I want to know is because it makes sense now. Everything makes sense. His whole everything, the way he moves to what he does and how he's dropping music.
Yeah, I mean, he has a distribution, 30 Tigers. That's all it says.
Okay.
That's the only thing on this album. So
shout out to Lupe Fiasco, man. One of the better albums this year, Drill Music and Zion. Go check that out. Listen to that. Blow it up. Armando, to me, honestly, it's one of the better albums this year.
I'll agree. It's definitely one of the better albums this year for sure. Overall, though, what do you think? What's the score on it?
Man, a 4. I'll give it a. I might even throw in a 5. I'll let you know next week but right now I'm saying like a solid 4. That's a good album. Man.
I think I agree too.
As far as rap albums go, that's like one of the best albums I've heard this year, man. Lupe was rapping his ass off.
Oh yeah, for sure. I agree. I definitely give this like a 4. And on top of that, give me a sec. Okay, I can't find it. I was trying to find his first week sales, but I can't find it. I'm sure it's nothing crazy, nah, but
Lupe probably did, bro. Like, I'll tell you, he probably did like 20 some. It don't even matter because he's Lupe, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I can't find it. So, I mean, that just tells me it didn't do crazy. I mean, then it's too high, you know? It probably went under, like, under 10K is what I'm thinking. Which, you know what? For him, it's for him, it's fine. And for this type of style of music, it's fine. And at the end of the day, since he's independent, literally, he's pocketing all of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a fact, man. So, like I said, man, check that album out. That's some really solid piece of work. Speaking of pieces of work, I want to know how you felt listening to this, man. Listening to your fellow brethren from fucking Maryland.
Fellow brethren from Maryland. What part of Maryland is he from? Is he actually from Maryland?
I want to say Columbia, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, let me tell you right now, man.
Yeah, he's from Columbia, Maryland.
So, for those who don't know...
How the fuck did a dude from Columbia, Maryland...
For those who don't know, we're speaking about none other than Mr. Brent Fias. Brent dropped Wasteland, right?
Hey, before we even get started, though... A little birdie told me you wanted to walk some things back.
About what?
About Brent.
Which is what?
About Brent and all the hatred, all the acid you've been spewing over his way.
What? I didn't like the song that he did with Drake. I'm sorry.
Over the years.
I didn't like the song that he did with Drake. There's a lot of artists who I like who's Bad Bunny.
The amount of times that you've gotten on this platform.
It doesn't matter.
And have said... Fuck you, Brent Fias. You're terrible.
Yeah.
Stop making music.
Yeah, that was a horrible fucking song that he did with Drake. When Bad Bunny did the song Oli or whatever that shit was with Drake, I thought Mia. It was a horrible song. It sucked. Sometimes your favorite artist or your, you know, the artist that you like make bad music. It happens. And Brent, honestly, with Wasteland, he's won me over. I'm a fan. And besides this, I've never really, like, dove into his work. This is a good way for me to get started with Fias. This is a good album.
So what did you like about the album?
I like the toxicity that he brings. I like that he's letting it be known that he does not give a fuck about his women. Doesn't care how you see him. Doesn't care if he's cheating. Doesn't care anything. He's going to go out there. He's going to get this paper, and he's going to come home. I did hear that a lot of the songs were leaked, but...
Dude, literally half of this album was released like a year ago.
Okay. I didn't know.
And
that.
Then the rest got fucking leaked or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, I mean, he did 100K first week. I like the majority of the album, man. Everything. Realistically speaking, Armando, I like from 1 through 12, and then I'll even throw 13 from 1 through 13. Then 14 and 19, I'm not a fan of. So Brent, for me, he came through. He delivered. Yo, he delivers some great R&B. He delivers some vocals. I didn't know that he like sang that shit. Like, I thought it was gonna be of him humming and singing and, you know, like being lovable. Like, nah, this man was talking that shit, bro.
I guess so.
You didn't like it?
Nah, I thought this album was horrible. I found this album to be so boring. But I also only listened to this album once. Mm-hmm. But that was my first initial.
What were you
initial...
doing when you listening to this? Were you trying to set the mood? Were you
no.
setting the mood?
No.
How did you take
I was running errands,
How did
bro.
You take it? Oh, so
I
was you're running errands. You're not even paying attention to the music. You're like reading fucking prescriptions and like little fucking things in the supermarket, not even paying attention to what he's saying.
Like, I don't know. I just found this album to be so fucking boring. I did not enjoy any of it. The Tyler song, I did not like it.
I liked it.
The Drake song, hated it.
It was cool. It was
the
a decent
Alicia
feature.
Keys song.
It did what
oh,
it was supposed
it.
To do.
I can't, bro. I don't know. But then I only listened to it once, so I think maybe
who's
I didn't
Junie?
Give it, I don't fucking know.
Junie's fire. Whoever Junie, I know you're rapping, bro, and I know you from Maryland. I am going to find out about you. We're going to blow you up. Junie's fire.
Is Junie from Maryland?
I believe so.
Musical artist. Let me see. Let's go on Junie's Instagram here.
What's your favorite song on the album? Standout track, like anything?
I don't really have anything, dude. I really don't.
I like Lose and Change a lot.
Just how the Coda the Fred album is just isn't like, you know, you're not going to go back to it. I ain't going back to this album. I'm not.
Yeah, no. Lose Change was good.
Yeah, Junie's from Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, number 11, FYTB with Junie, fire. Rolling Stone, fire. Skit Oblivion, that was good. The skits were funny, man. The skits were funny. Brent is one toxic fuck, man. And I told you when we hit Dominion the other day, man. To me, Brent Fires is... First of all, I was glad that I found out that he was 26. And when I, you know, now that I know that he's 26 and I know that he's so young, I feel like he's got so much room to grow, especially in the R&B game. So I'm starting to see, you know, who he's been inspired by. He's been inspired by Future. He's been inspired by The Weeknd. He's been inspired by Bobby Valentino. Who's the other person that I named in that? Weeknd, Future, Bobby, and there's another art, The Dream.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he
the dream.
Sounds like these guys. A lot of the songs that I heard, I felt like I was listening to them.
Mm.
Maybe listen to it in the dark with some candles on in the house when you're reading a book or some shit. When you're not thinking, you're just listening. Good album, man. Red Fire, shout out to you, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. I did not enjoy this album. I'll take your word for it, though. I guess go listen to the Brent Fires album. Don't take my word on it. I listened to this motherfucker once, and I thought it was one of the worst fucking things I've listened to in a while.
You know, it's funny what I got from it. You remember when we listened to the Giveon shit, and I told you, like, man, like, for me, like in order for me to, like, really feel this, like,
you're like, I want
to
break up with my girl.
Yeah, it's like, I got to be going through a breakup.
And then you manifested it.
Yeah, then it happened, right? With this, as I listened to that, bro, I was like, man, I'm so glad I'm not in a relationship, and I'm just, like I'm chilling right now. I'm grinding.
Yeah.
Like, because it's exactly how it made me feel. It made me feel like, man, this dude is a piece of... Like, he's such a toxic piece of shit that I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, so... hey, moving into the next week, dude. You ready?
Talk to me.
The album you've been waiting for has finally released.
Hold on.
There's only one album that you haven't shut up about, and you're like, I'm ready for it. I want it to release.
Rebel versus Rowdy, Rowdy Rebel, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. All yeah, right. That one, yeah.
Okay, bet. We got that. Well Set, Teddy Hendrix release. He's a new artist with DJ Drama.
Send it to me.
Yeah, we definitely want to fuck with him. The Course of the Inevitable,
that's
Lloyd Banks.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I haven't had the time to listen to it.
I listened to like maybe four tracks.
Yeah, don't say anything yet.
I'm not. I'm just saying I've listened to four tracks.
Did you listen to that Rory track?
The what?
Rory.
Rory.
Rory from the Mole, from the Mullen, Rory and Mole podcast. He the got an R&B track. Yeah, he dropped a, yeah.
I am not listening to that shit.
I might want to listen to the other one. Rory, just letting you know, as an R&B fan, you were right. This is definitely a song you put on the background while you're not paying attention. It's good background noise. Release that next one that you call the heater, though. And and then I got a bone to pick with fucking Riff Raff.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yo, Riff Raff. Listen to me, Riff Raff.
Riff Raff is still a thing?
Listen to me, dog. I am not even joking with you. This really happened. I randomly stumbled upon a video of his on, like, the gram, right? Uh-huh. I've been following Riff Raff for years. Mm-hmm. I remember when he was on fucking MTV's, like, from G's to Gentlemen's. Like, yeah. some fucking show. I stumbled upon a video that he's shooting, and he's just teasing. And I'm like, dog, this is the greatest sounding shit that I've ever heard in my life. Like, this can arguably go down as the greatest song of all times. I'm not even joking. This is how I feel about it. And
okay.
I'm a sucker for, like, anything from, like, the 70s and the 80s. Like, those samples, you got me. Bro, tell me why I go down a rabbit hole and I'm trying to find every bootleg version. Like,
yeah.
SoundCloud, YouTube, yeah. Dat Piff.
All of it.
Everything. I start stumbling upon videos, like, different teaser videos of different parts of the song on fucking YouTube.
Okay.
Bro, they date back to like 3 to 4 years ago.
Okay.
This dude has been teasing the same fucking song for like 4 fucking years.
What the fuck?
I went through all the comments. Every single fan is like, when are you going to release it? You got people commenting a month ago, me 6 hours ago, 4 years ago.
You're like, yo, drop this song.
Bro, it's the greatest. If you don't know what it is, go to my Instagram at Nino Luciano and tell my Instagram story right now. Riff Raff, please release this fucking song, man. And that's it. That's 57, man.
The fact that this man wants Riff Raff to release a song is crazy. You're a sick man.
You made me listen to Drake Bell. Doesn't get worse than that. So get the fuck out of here. Riff Raff, you're the truth, my guy. I fuck with you.
Yo, Photo Childs with Love, episode 57. We
I
out.
I was tripping, you was tripping, who the pilot? Bring my bitch, beat me up while I'm driving. And I swear, it's a shoot, not a riot. And I had a nightmare last night that I wasn't counting up. We had too many hoes in this bitch, I had to round them up. Like I had too many hoes in my face, I had to cut them off. I've been focused on my 101. And I hope your pussy good as my bank account. What you say? Hey, bitch, can I break it off? Trunk waving at the mall. Hoes on your side of town, hey. Geek on my bread up and deep in the mud with you. Heard what I'm serving, nigga, spread like the word of God. Fuck what a nigga do, reach for some inner peace. Geek on my side of town, door when I'm sliding down. Horse when I'm sliding down, ghost when I'm sliding down. Torch when I'm sliding down.
I love with the saucy, yeah. And you got to do safe, falling out your glass. Oh man, I don't want you in the club. Cause your pussy pop and start fights in the club.
Yeah.
Drunk on that Saturday.
Hold it man.
Turn it go that away.
Hope we glad, hope we glad.
Feel real when you grind, yeah. Real when you shine, yeah. Drunk, drunk.
If you had to paint the gutter, which color would you choose? Said the patron to the painter. The painter said the blues. Do you act off intuition or languish and peruse? More like tap into tradition from the angle of my mood. He looked back at his canvas or strangling a tube. A master of the palette or sanguine and cool. The music mostly jazz, the jazz mostly old. Punctured by some punk and some old smoky soul. An atlas on the trunk from the land of broken goals. Just a cover in the back that you open and you close. Where are all the pages? The painter said defanged. I ripped them all out and made some paper planes. Fish grease absorbers and some origami cranes. Poured itself a drink and then poured it down the drain. Looked at the empty canvas, said I think I have a name. I'll call it gasoline, pouring on the flames. Hey. Appreciate the visit, this isn't normally allowed. Do you consider yourself wild or conforming to a style? The patron pointed at a pile of those rejections or mistakes. The painter said that is not for question or debate. Most of what we know as art is the projection of a faith. The product of a pontiff for the election of a saint. A gift from the red for the digestion of the caint. A visual garnish for the confessions of the frank. Displays of physical carnage make connections to the ranks. Goes over very well with South Americans and Yanks. Not to sound shamanistic, but there's medicine in paint. It gets kinetic if you let it. There's a fetish in its strength. Martyrdom will call Russian roulette is in the flanks. And most will pull the trigger if the weapon's full of blanks. But when there's a pool of sharks and you step into the tank, that's the pool of art that got them headed to the plank. But they fell for the deceptiveness of the secularist complaint. The upheaval of the cathedrals into the edifice of bank. That pile over there is just the evidence of angst. The failed revival of a perfectionist when his efforts have just sank. A selection of the waste that lacks direction or a base. You lose all of the plots for the affections of a race. Man does not become superior because you connect him to a cape. Nor does become inferior because you connect him to an ape. I never wanted my life to be a collection of some dates. And holiday my days away and intellectually sedate. It's not really a beef, but conceptually at stake. Like do genitals and gender roles successfully conflate? The current art world is just competitively opaque. It never ceases to amaze. My mouth is medically agape. One day it's raising up the brand, the next it's shredding it to flakes. And the velocity of trends is what referees the pace. Professionally accept what ethically I hate. So in all of my work you see this wrestling with fate. It's even in the brushstrokes how aggressively I strafe. Less like putting on some makeup, more like severing a face. Wow, said the patron with a smile. That's the most interesting diatribe I've heard in a while. How you articulated the nature and put it all on trial. Took it up to heaven, then put it on the ground. The painter asked the patron, can you stand up on the pile? I've had a flash of inspiration, my creativeness aroused. The model took its place, the painter grabbed the lighter, doused the shit in gasoline and set it all on fire. Fire, fire, fire.